What we believe. The Holy Ghost testifies of truth. The Holy Ghost is a third member of the Godhead. He is a personage of spirit without a body of flesh and bones. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 22. He is often referred to as the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord, or the Comforter. He works in perfect unity with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. As a personage of spirit, the Holy Ghost can be in only one place at a time, but His influence can be everywhere at the same time. President Joseph Fielding Smith taught, "Through the Holy Ghost, the truth is woven into the very fiber and sinews of the body, so that it cannot be forgotten." It is also through receiving the Holy Ghost, when we repent and are baptized, that we may be sanctified. Sanctification is the process of becoming free from sin, pure, clean, and holy, through the atonement of Jesus Christ. See Moses chapter 6, verses 59 through 60. We are sanctified as we yield our hearts to God. See Helaman chapter 3, verse 35. 1. The Holy Ghost witnesses of the Father and the Son. 2 Nephi 31, verse 18. It is only through the power of the Holy Ghost that we can receive a sure testimony of God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. 2. The Holy Ghost testifies of truth, and it is through His power that we may know the truth of all things. Moroni chapter 10, verse 5. 3. The Holy Ghost teaches us all things and brings to our remembrance all we have learned of the Lord and His gospel. See John chapter 14, verse 26. 4. The Holy Ghost will show unto us all things that we should do. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5. He can guide us in our decisions and protect us from physical and spiritual danger. 5. As we hunger to know the words of eternal life and allow these words to sink deep into our hearts, the Holy Ghost will open our minds and hearts to greater light and understanding. 6. We are blessed with gifts of the Spirit through the Holy Ghost. These gifts bless our lives and the lives of those we love and serve. See 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 12, Moroni chapter 10, verses 8 through 18, and Doctrine and Covenants section 46, verses 11 through 33. The Holy Ghost is known as the Comforter because He can fill us with hope and perfect love. Moroni chapter 8, verse 26. 8. Adam was the first on earth to be baptized and receive the Holy Ghost. See Moses chapter 6, verses 64 through 66. 9. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, we become sanctified as we repent, are baptized and confirmed, and strive to obey God's commandments. See Mosiah chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Sidebar, Scripture. After I, Nephi, having heard all the words of my Father, which He spake by the power of the Holy Ghost, which power He received by faith on the Son of God, I, Nephi, was desirous also that I might see and hear and know of these things by the power of the Holy Ghost, which is the gift of God unto all those who diligently seek Him. 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 17. The Holy Ghost shall be thy constant companion, and thy scepter an unchanging scepter of righteousness and truth. And thy dominion shall be an everlasting dominion, and without compulsory means it shall flow unto thee forever and ever. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 45 through 46. End of the article, What We Believe. The Holy Ghost Testifies of Truth.